Blog Talk Radio.
Master Your Mind Monday. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I hope everyone is having a fabulous day because it's time, yes it is, it's time to awaken consciousness. It's time to get solutions for these tumultuous times. It is time to awaken to timeless truths. It is time to awaken to your transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving soul. This is Carol Ann Parisi. We're going to give you practical tools, practical solutions for entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, and other things to enrich and create your ideal life. Because remember, thoughts are things. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. We become what we think about most of the time. So you do cannot change what you don't confront. So it's time. Yes, it is. It is time to create your ideal life because, yes, you can. Voice of Truth Radio presents this Monday edition from Awaken Media to Ideal Life Systems. Awaken to Empowerment. Hi, everyone. Carol Ann Parisi, a little bit long, a little bit bloated, but I just am in this fabulous mindset right now. I've been doing some major things around the new property, still here in the old property, but getting a ton of stuff done. Finished the coaching behavior change from ACE. So I've just got one more thing to have to do with them, and I'm waiting for their calendar to open up. So things are fabulous. Things are fabulous. We're moving forward back here on the radio, going to try and be here as often as possible to bring you some fabulous information. And, you know, I just really love all different types of thought processes. I mean, I'm looking here at Deepak Chopra's Seven Spiritual Laws, The Motivation Manifesto by Brandon Burchard, and then Bob Hamm's Think Differently, Live Differently. So, I mean, we really, all this stuff is timeless truths, and we could change the world if we actually went ahead, applied these truths to change our lives, then reach one, and if each one could teach one, you know, reach out and teach one, our lives, our world would be a better place. So I'm just kind of part of this, you know, lifelong journey trying to, you know, create the best life for my family and, you know, be a happy warrior with my friends. And, you know, life is short, goes by very quickly. And live your best life right now. Be the change. Let's go ahead and tap into the seven spiritual laws of success by Deepak Chopra. And let's go through what they are. One is the law of pure potentiality. Number two is the law of giving. Number three is the law of karma, of cause and effect. Number four is the law of least effort. Law five is the law of intention and desire. Law six is the law of detachment. And law seven is the law of dharma, or purpose in life. So, I mean, this is not a very long book. It's very true, a lot of the Kabbalion and some of the other laws that we have. But here's the law of pure potentiality. The source of all creation is pure consciousness. Pure potentiality, seeking expression from the unmanifest to the manifest. And when we realize that our true self is one of pure potentiality, we align with the power that manifests everything in the universe. Now, I am a Bible-believing Christian, but I'm open-minded enough to look at other things, even if it totally contradicts my core beliefs. I'm okay with opening my eyes and my mind. Remember, being open-minded is good, just not so open-minded that your whole brain falls out. Think about this. I mean, not to be religious or anything, but think about what we just read here. The source of all creation is pure consciousness. It embodies everything. So even if you are a Bible-believing Christian, as I am, this is not the antithesis to being religious. So God is all. God is in all things. So pure potentiality, seeking expression from unmanifest to manifest. Well, in the beginning, God created, and we realize our true self is one of pure potentiality. We align with the power that manifests in the universe. So God puts pure potential in all of us. There is potential for our destiny. And when you start looking at your life as a life of purpose and destiny, and you're here for a reason, you want to really just get that reason. You want to seek that reason. And sometimes our reasons are for a season. Sometimes we're here, you know, some of the things we do are for a season. Then we move on, and we've grown by that experience, and now we're ready to do other things to help other people. I mean, look at your life as a holistic, big circle, okay? You start out, you're a kid. Perhaps you're the kid that's picked on and bullied, you know? Well, that'll give you the opportunity to be more empathic as an adult. Also, perhaps you're the kid that did the bullying. You know, maybe now you look at your life as a kid, you know, I was a jerk or a jagoff, and, you know, I'm going to be more empathic. You know, and as we get older, you know, teenagers are very hard, and let's say you were really smart, but you have so many different life experiences throughout your life. You know, if you had the opportunity to go way to college or, you know, maybe serve on a mission field to see how other people live, that helps grow you, and you bring these experiences forth to serve one another, is my point. So, you know, we can do whatever our heart desires. We can be, do, have. We are pure potentiality. And when we find what we're doing that's our purpose, you're going to find that you could do it for hours on end, and you love it, love it, love it. So the first spiritual law of success is this pure potentiality. It's based on the fact that we are, in our essential state, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure potentiality. Our essential nature is pure potentiality. So it says here, how can we apply the law of pure potentiality, the field to all possibilities to our life? If you want to enjoy the benefits of the field of pure potentiality, if you want to make full use of the creativity, which is inherent in pure consciousness, then you have to access it. One way to access the field is through daily practice of silence, meditation, non-judgment, and I will add gratitude. Is everybody adding their gratitude in the morning? Every morning, the gratitude. Thank you for this day. I am going to do my best today. I am open. I'm an open vessel where I am going to be able to help somebody. I'm going to be able to reach other people, or I'm going to be able to achieve those goals that I've been, you know, wanting to do. So spend time in nature, okay? It's gardening season for me, and so it does totally give you infinite creativity, freedom, and bliss. The new house has got almost 2 acres, and I've been out there working my butt off. Couldn't walk Saturday night, but I was out in nature, and I see birds, and I mean, just fabulous. And springtime is a great time of year in this area here, north, in the Chicagoland area. So practicing silence means making a commitment to take a certain amount of time to simply be. Experiencing silence means periodically withdrawing from activity of speech. It also means periodically withdrawing from such activities as watching television, listening to the radio, or reading a book. If you never give yourself the opportunity to experience silence, this creates turbulence in your internal dialogue. Set a little time every once in a while to just experience the silence and just to be here now, just to experience what you will tap into the realm of your creative if you do this. Commitment to maintain silence for a certain period each day. You could do it for 2 hours. Okay, I'm so not at a 2-hour silence, do nothing kind of period. I will fall asleep. Do it for 1 hour. That's still a lot. Every once in a while, experience silence for an extended period of time. As a full day or 2 days or even a whole week. What happens when you go into this experience of silence? Your internal dialogue becomes even more turbulent. You feel an intense need to say things. I've known people who go absolutely crazy the first day or two when they commit themselves to an extended period of silence. Sense of urgency, anxiety comes over them. See, I'm like 15 minutes. And anxiety suddenly comes over them, but if they stay with the experience, internal dialogue begins to quieten. Don't even know what that is. Quieten. Quietness. You begin to get quiet. Well, it's because after a while the mind gets up and realizes there's no point in going around and around in you. The self, the spirit, the choice maker are not going to speak, period. Then as an internal dialogue quietens, you begin to experience the stillness of the field of pure potentiality. That's pretty interesting. So I don't know if I could just go ahead and live a whole day of not speaking anything and quietness, just quieten our mind, our soul, our experiences. I'm going to unpack some more things next time. Go out, have a fabulous day, reach somebody, and think differently. Let's start this journey again. Go down these roads, and let's create our eyes. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can create your ideal life. This is Carol Ann Parisi for Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Mindful Monday. Mindful Monday. Change your mind. Change your thinking. And be motivated. Have a fabulous day. This is Carol Ann saying peace of mind, peace, love, and empowerment. And freedom, of course. Peace of mind. Have a good one. Thank you.